Greetings, we are the Boss Prophets and the Generals, Dr. Apostles April
and Andrew, and we are here with your weekly supernatural word of empowerment.
We decree by the power of God that what you are about to hear will begin to shift you into
your new season.
Let's listen in closely as the word is already in progress.
Come on now. He said he so loved the world that he did an action. It's a verb, an action word. He gave. So why is it that in the body of Christ, we have a problem with giving? Why is it in the body of Christ, we can't give our seed to God? I'm going somewhere
with this.
Thank you, Holy Ghost. I feel my help on this morning. Why is it that we cannot give? Why is it every time I look around, somebody got their hand out instead of saying, my hand is out for you to take out of my hand. Instead of saying that, instead they say, my hand is out for you to put in my hand. Why is it that we don't got people that want to give? Why is it that people are so selfish and we call ourselves Christ followers, which is Christians? Why is it that we don't follow the example of God the Father? Why is it that we can't give? I told you, your seed will determine your victory or your defeat. Why is it that our hearts are so heavy and so hard? Is it because you've been hurt? Is it because somebody done defiled you? Is it because somebody done talked about you? Is it because somebody done lied about you? Well, ask Jesus how that felt.
Come on now.
Ask Jesus. They lied on Jesus. They talked about Jesus. They hit Jesus. They beat Jesus. But what did he do? He still gave.
Listen to me.
The more they persecute you is the more that you should give.
Hallelujah. Amen.
I'm talking to some mature saints, not some babies that every time you look around, you always got some mad on your heart. You always got some on your spirit. You just looking mean, and the church hurt me. The church did it. Wake up! The church hurt Jesus too, but did he give up?
Yes, sir.
Yes, thank you. I'm tired of this baby Christian stuff. Man of God, woman of God, it's time for you to get some backbone and grow up. I tell people, no matter what you do in this life, you can be a sinner or you can be a saint. You gonna encounter hurt.
Yeah, that's right.
You can't get around it. They hurt Jesus. What if Jesus, when they hurt him, he began to say, you know what? I don't care about this church. I'm not staying in this church. Forget the church. I'm going back up to my kingdom. Forget these people, these lousy people. What would have happened to us if Jesus did that? What if Jesus would have said, I've been church hurt, so I'm never going to give anything. I ain't giving my tithe. I ain't giving my offerings. I ain't giving no seed. I ain't giving my life. I'm going back to my mama house, Mary house, and I'm sitting in my room. I ain't never fellowshipping with the believers ever. And that's what a lot of saints do today. They isolate themselves, and they call isolation some type of spiritual retreat. No, isolation isn't a spiritual retreat. You better get your mind right. When you begin to get isolated, that's when you begin to get talked to by the devil. You have no saints around you to tell you when you're wrong. You have no saints around you to help shake you up out of your mess, shake you up out of your depression. But all you do is you begin to wallow in your depression and wallow in defeat. Your seed, people of God, it determines your victory or your defeat. What you give determines your victory or defeat. If you ain't giving love, if you ain't going and mingling and giving encouragement to your brothers and sisters, don't you know many times I've been down? I've been sad many times, but when I begin to give myself to a fellow brother who got a situation worse than mine, then the Holy Spirit begins to increase in me. I begin to feel joy that came out of nowhere. I forget about my problems because I'm ministering and helping somebody else. I'm giving.
Hey,
you don't hear me this morning? Your seed, what you give, what you plant will determine, my God, will determine your victory or your defeat. Why is it that when the body of Christ, a lot of people say, well, you just talking about money. Yeah, I am. I'm going to say that. I am talking about money. But I'm also talking about anything you can give, it is a seed.
That's right.
But the Holy Spirit wants me to talk about money because so many people can't get reach in their wallet and give a dollar out.
Mm.
Let me tell you something. You can sow your way out of things.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you something, too. Listen to me. For those of you all, your life is going pleasant. Your life is going swell. You seem like you got no type of hiccups. It's just perfect. You got the perfect house, the perfect career, the perfect wife, the perfect husband, the perfect kids. Everything perfect for you. And that's good. Praise God. But when some things begin to stay perfect too long, that's when I begin to question, like, what's going on?
Right.
I begin to really question, like, I begin to say, you know what's going on? Am I not doing damage in the spirit? Because anytime you battle in the spirit, you can expect some type of retaliation. Anytime you go on that war field, you can expect them to shoot back.
Right.
So that means you need to check your spiritual meter, your spirituality meter. Is it something that you're not doing? Because the devil don't mess with those who doing his will. He only mess with those who doing God's will.
That's right.
So, listen to me. Some of us may have a perfect life. I also want to say this. Some of us may have a perfect life. Praise God for your perfect life. But understand this. When you begin to get in that mode where everything is perfect, a lot of times the fire, the passion, and the zeal begins to get snatched out from under you. You no longer pray as long as you used to. You no longer fast as long as you used to. You no longer give as much as you used to. You no longer have a hunger and a thirst. You comfortable with your life. You got to be careful with that because God will use God will allow the enemy to use comfortability in your life to keep you complacent, to keep you stagnant, to snatch your passion and fire so that you won't be productive in the kingdom.
That's right.
You got to be careful with that, my God. Woo, is this not good? Is this not good?
Yes.
Is this not good?
Amen. Yes, hallelujah.
Yes.
You can sow your way out. You can sow your way out, they say to me. But let me listen to me. You can sow your way out. And a lot of people say, he talked about money. Usually when those people say that to me or in regards to me and my wife, I see that their heart are covenants of money. The ones that say, he talked about money, usually be the ones that don't even pay their tithes. Usually be the ones that don't give to the homeless. Usually be the ones that sow no seeds. They money hungry. The ones that say that usually be the ones that's money hungry. Yeah, I'm talking about money because it's so easy for me to give it up. If I tell you, and I don't say this to boast, but I do boast in the things of the Lord, and I also don't say this to give an invitation for people to knock on my door. But I'm saying this as an example right now. If I told you how many people rent we done paid, you'd be saying I'm bragging. And number two, some of us would probably be coming to Apostle Smith knocking at his door. If I told you how many car notes I done paid, if I told you how many people we had to put up in hotels, if I told you how much we done give, if I told you even how I done had to give to my family members, if I told you how much I gave. But then you got those people that sit up there and say, he talk about money. Yes, I do, because money is what controls you. Whatever controls you, the Holy Spirit wants to talk and deliver you from.
Mm-hmm.
So if you come into service, I'm going to tell you this. You can always check the thermometer of the spirit by what the preacher or the prophet is saying. If you come into about adultery, then that's what the Spirit wants the people to hear at that particular time and moment about adultery. Why? Because it's probably some husbands or some wives that's committing adultery. If the Spirit talking about money or finances and you come into a service, why? Because it's probably some people that's lacking in their finances. Well, you can check the thermometer of a church or of a service or what's going on in the Spirit by what the prophet is speaking on.
Right.
That's how you know. That's how you know. So the Holy Spirit wants some people on this morning to know, let that money out of your heart. It's called mammon. Don't love that mammon. Love God more, but you got to let it go. Because if you don't let it go, if you don't learn how to give, if you don't learn how to see, what will end up happening is your life will become a defeat. You can sow your way out. So many people that I talk to, they got more money issues than they got health issues. Why is that? Because we don't have the understanding of the principles of the kingdom. So many people, every time, even on my social media, I scroll through my social media, I need money. I need this for my rent. I need this for that. I need this for this. All these GoFundMe pages, I need this and I need that. Why? Because people don't know how to sow. And actually, some people do know how to sow. They just refuse to it. And that's why their life is defeat.
Wow.
Luke 6:38. Give and it will be given unto you. Luke 6:38. Give and it will be given unto you. A good measure, pressed down, shake it together, and run it over. It will be poured into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured unto you. Look at this. Look at this. Luke 6:38. He said, give. It's starting off with that word give again. Give and it will be what?
Given unto you.
Amen. It will be given unto you. A good measure, pressed down, shake it together and run it over. It will pour into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. What that means at the end of that scripture, the measure you use, it will be measured unto you. That means however you take care of somebody else, you also going to get taken care of with that same measure. Whatever you pour out your heart is going to come back to you. Whatever you release from your hands is going to come back to you. Yes. You know, whatever you take, for instance, take a small can, a soda pop can, or a Pepsi bottle, a Coca-Cola bottle. It got what's called compressed soda in it, soda pop in it. You take that can or that bottle and you begin to shake it. You begin to shake it, and after you shake it, you untwist the cap or you pop the can, you open it up, what will happen? It will squirt all over the place. It will just begin to flow out. It will begin to run all over the place. That is exactly what happens in the spirit realm when we give our seed that's pressed down. Bible says what? It says given it will be given unto you. A good measure, pressed down. Press down, like that compressed soda pop. Press down. Shake it together. Begin to shake your seed in that offering basket. Shake it together, and then it will begin to run over all over your lap. Understand this. When you plant your seed, your life will begin to run over with favor. Your life will begin to flow over with favor. It will be consistent. It will be nonstop. Favor isn't fair. Favor isn't fair, but favor comes to those who obey his word. When you begin to give your seed, when you begin to plant your seed, you begin to get a harvest like never before. Dr. Mike Murdoch calls it uncommon harvest. Listen to me. I want it to get down in your spirit. Understand this. Anything that you do in life, it takes consistency. If you say that you tithe, or you say that you seed, if you're not consistent in that, then you're really not a seed payer. You're really not a tithe payer. And if you're not consistent, that's where your life becomes inconsistent. This is when your life becomes erratic. This is when your life becomes all over the place. Because, understand this. You have to have anything God does, he does with a consistent pattern, a consistent flow. 2,000 years ago, he spoke his word consistently. Right now today, he's speaking his word consistently. Anything you do must be consistent. If you don't consistently get up and go to work every day, you're not going to have a consistent paycheck, let alone a job. It's the same thing when you're giving your seed or you're paying your tithes. You got to be consistent. Why is it so many people got issues in their finances? Because they're not consistent. If you are not consistent in your tithes, not consistent in your seed, your life would be a life of defeat. You begin to get mature in the spirit. You begin to get mature for my mature believers. And you begin to say, I know I got some bills due, but I trust God. I'm sowing anyway. I know I got this, but I trust God. I'm sowing anyway. When you begin to get consistent, what will happen is you will end up looking around and you'll be like, wow, I got extra money left over and I don't know where it came from.
Right, right,
right. I'm really trying to teach y'all something. I'm trying to teach you something. I'm trying to teach you something. Everything that we teach, we live by. If it works for us, if you do it, it'll work for you. God begins to move supernaturally in certain areas of your life, supernaturally when you begin to have a consistent flow of seeding. What do I mean by the word supernatural? The word supernatural means manifestation or event attributed to some force beyond scientific understanding or the laws of nature. It is divine assistance, spiritual help from a higher power, supernatural help from God. That's what I mean. When you begin to see consistently, you get supernatural help, spiritual help from somebody that's from God that's higher than you. Supernaturally, you wonder why your bills are paid and ain't nobody even went and paid them because heaven just paid them. You wonder why your kids never get sick. Why? Because you got spiritual, supernatural protection. You wonder why you don't gotta always take them to the doctor or the hospital because you got spiritual supernatural protection because your seed.
We know this word has truly empowered you for this week.
And if you want to activate this word and manifest this word into your life, visit our website and sow into it. The website is www.kci.world.
That's www.kci.world, not .com, not .org, for we are worldwide, where there is always something supernaturally happening. That is www.kci.world. As always, we are speaking life over you, and we are excited about your
now, your next, and your new season in Jesus' name.
This has been your weekly supernatural word of empowerment from
the Generals.